Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome over. Tonight we're going to start a new series, one that I am very excited about. We're going to be talking about Shabbos. We are specifically going to be using a sefer known as Shabbos Malkusa, the Shabbos Queen, which was written by a Rav by the name of Rav Shimshon David Pinkus. Rav Pinkus lived in Ofakim in Israel, was a Rav there for many, many years, spoke all around the country, around the world, really. He was actually killed tragically in a car accident a little bit more than 2 years, 10 years ago, right before Pesach. And since his death, his students have put together many, many, many of his lectures into book form. Really a tremendous Talmud Chacham and has a lot to say. This particular work of his is going to be discussing the issue of how do we keep Shabbos? Meaning not how do we keep the laws of Shabbos, that we have many, many books discussing, but what is it that we're supposed to be doing on Shabbos? How do we get the most out of Shabbos? When we prepare for the other Yom Tovim, when we prepare for Pesach, or for a Sukkot, or Shavuos, we know what the holiday represents, what it is that we're supposed to do. Shavuos was the time that we received the Torah, we stay up learning, we deal with our love of the Torah. Pesach was the time of our freedom, we have the specific mitzvahs of Matzah, and the Seder, the telling over the story. What do we do on Shabbos? Even if a person said to himself, as many of us try, I want to work on Shabbos. That's what we're working on now in the community. What does it mean to work on Shabbos? So, of course, there's always working on the laws of Shabbos, and we could always improve ourselves in that, certainly. But what should I be doing over the course of Shabbos? What should I be thinking about? What practical actions should I be doing to better improve myself, to work spiritually on Shabbos? And that is the concept that he writes about in this book at length, and we're going to be talking about that in a very practical sense. We're going to talk about it in a conceptual sense a little bit first to understand what Shabbos is, so that we'll then be able to understand how it is that we're supposed to then live through the Shabbos to feel like we are actually getting something out of it. Okay, let's start. So the starting point, says Rav Pinkus, is the simple definition of what Shabbos is. The word Shabbos, which means to rest, to stop, how is that going to define for us what exactly this day is all about? So he writes as follows. The simplest phrase which defines what Shabbos is Yomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the day of Hashem. Hashem's day, God's day, the original God's day, if you will, without any other definition, simply the day that the Yichud of Hashem, the concept of the oneness, in which the first pasuk in Shema, which we say, that Hashem is one, becomes clear and revealed in the world, and everything else comes to a stop. And we, the people in the world, come to recognize Ein Od Milvado. There is nothing else in the world other than Hashem. That is a simple concept. I say simple meaning I can say it simply. Understanding what that means, integrating that information, and living that is going to be our challenge. But the goal that we're going to try to strive towards is understanding that on Shabbos, Hashem's presence is revealed in a way that is different than the rest of the week. Now the significance of this is that the concept or the focus of the day is on Hashem and not on our needs. Meaning the day was not set up in a way that we should achieve the greatest spiritual growth. For example, if it were, many of us would probably have structured a day more similar to Yom Kippur than to Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, we're in shul all day, we fast, it's not a day of physical pleasures, it's a day of prayer, it's a day of tefillah. And Shabbos is the opposite. Shabbos is a day of festive meals, not only a meal or two meals. We have to have three meals, more meals than any other holiday we have during the calendar year. Why do we have so many meals if it's a day of spirituality, if it's a day of God's presence being revealed in the world? But that's how it's set up, in the sense that when the king is going to reveal himself, we are going to celebrate that, and we're going to see throughout the way that we live through the Shabbos, the focus is on the fact that today is Hashem's day. Today is the day that Hashem and His presence come and will dwell in the world. Rav Pinkus shares a medrash in which he uses to bring out this concept. The medrash says discussing the moment when Hashem gave us the Torah at Har Sinai. The Medrash says that when Hashem came to give us the Torah, Tzipor lo tzavach, there was not a bird that chirped. Shor lo gav, there were not animals that the cows didn't moo, the donkeys didn't bray. The ofan and the angels in heaven did not sing their praise. Hayam lo nizdazeya, the sea itself did not create waves. The habrios lo dibru, not a person in the world spoke. The world was silent, and the voice went out from Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. Rav Pinkus explains, the Medrash, the sages do not mean to tell us that in order for God to be able to speak, He first had to silence everybody else, like in a crowded room, shh, and then once you get everybody's attention, so now I can speak. It's not exactly like that, it's just the opposite. It's that when everything stopped, we were able to perceive the voice that's always there screaming, I am Hashem, your God. Today I'd like to explain the way that Rav Pinkus understands the statement from the sages. Every once in a while, as you get into your bed at night and it's quiet in the house, you hear all sorts of creaks and sounds around the house. You don't hear those sounds during the day. Or you hear the hum of the air conditioner. And you don't hear that during the day. During the day, even though those things are there, the same sounds, the same creaks in the house exist, there's too many other things going on. There are other noises, there are other distractions, and you can't hear that background noise. But when everything else is silent, then you can hear that which is there and has always been there. Hashem's presence is always in the world, and He's always screaming out to us, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The problem is, there are a lot of distractions, there are a lot of other noises, things which are taking place, constructive activity that we are engaged in. Hashem wants us to be engaged in that constructive activity, to build, to create, to conquer the world, but only for 6 days. Because 6 days, when you're busy conquering and you're being constructive in our activities, we can't hear that sound as well. And on Shabbos, when there's silence, when all of that activity, the 39 prohibited activities, are not done or performed, through that silence we can focus on the voice that's there. And in that voice comes the presence of Hashem. The word Shabbos, the sages tell us, is one of the names of Hashem. One of God's names. A name always represents something of the essence of the person. Now, when we speak about God, we can never understand, obviously, His essence. But the sages are telling us one of His names is the concept of Shabbos, because He is revealed when everything else stops and we sense His presence. We are going to be studying as to how we now respond to that concept. That's our introduction to this series. That the idea that as we live through a Shabbos, as we refrain from doing certain activities, it's to allow us to focus on the revealed presence of Hashem in His world. Because when we sense that, and we realize there's a stronger presence of God in the world, that will change the way we behave, the way we act, the way we think, if we can feel and sense that presence as we go through our Shabbos. In subsequent sessions, we'll go through some of those practical applications as we go through Shabbos.